Patrick Kinchela of the Value Drug Mart here in Peace River is joining us today. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. Pharmacies around the region are having a little bit of a problem right now in the sense that they're going through a medical shortage. Basically, products, both behind the counter, in front of the counter, over the counter, whatever the case may be. First of all, I'll just, as an icebreaker, get your comments on the fact that pharmacies are a little short on stock right now.
Yeah, if you probably go into any pharmacy really across Canada, and go to the children's, especially the children's sections, but children's analgesics, Tylenol, Advil, cough and cold section, it would probably look like most pharmacies are going out of business because there's very little product on the shelves and very little available to buy. We do get some that will come in and out from time to time, and you can snatch up a few, but you know they don't last too long on the shelf.
How much does this test both shop pharmacists and shop owners with the fact that the stock isn't there?
It can be dealt with somewhat, but it does add a lot to the workload of your day. You can make some of these products, and not all of them, just a few of them, like the children's Tylenol, children's Advil. We can make that if someone has an acute need for it, but the expiry date or beyond use date is limited to 2 weeks, so it's really for acute need, not for just wanting to have in your cabinet sort of thing. Some children's products you can there may be adult products that are available where dosages can be adjusted or tablets can be split or whatnot. That might be suitable for...
Talk to the pharmacist, of course.
Yes.
Patrick, how much is this shortage emphasized, especially due with the fact that we're into cold and flu season, the cold weather, and yes, even COVID, unfortunately, is still present?
Well, I think right now there's a lot of respiratory virus illness going around Alberta, especially noticeable in children, I believe both Calgary Children's and Edmonton Children's Hospitals are 100% full. So there is a big demand right now. And so that compounds the shortage, right? I mean, the demand is high and product is low. So it's just a perfect storm, I guess. and there could be all sorts of theories why products not available. Supply and demand is one. I mean, during COVID, there was very little demand for a cough cold. There was very little illness going around, and we threw out lots of stuff that was expired. So, whether that has any impact, hard to say.
I know, or I understand, I guess, if your hands are tied as a pharmacist yourself, but who needs to step up to the plate to try and alleviate this shortage?
Well, I guess part of it could be government, part of it could be industry, and whether the industry can, I don't know what their issues are, right? There's been no communication as to really why there is a shortage. My understanding is the government has procured some Tylenol from out of country and some Advil from out of country. I believe the Advil is supposed to go to hospital use so that they don't run out. But there is some coming. But how much and when, I don't know the answer for that. And you'll see dribs and drabs come through periodically. Like, you'd almost have to check every day if there's any stock.
Having said that, Patrick, how optimistic are you that relief might be around the corner?
You know, I really don't know the duration. Like, it's kind of indeterminate duration. I don't know how long it's going to be. I mean, eventually there will be relief. I don't have an answer as to when that's going to turn around.
That will work just fine. Patrick Kinshela is with Value Drug Mart here in Peace River. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.